Imagine having a dragon friend.
Right.
Ooh, another picture. Sorry, audience.
Ooh, I'm gonna say that's like.
This is John Cargo from the town of Caro, New York. I'm the president of the Caro Historical Society, and you're listening to WGXC Acura 90.7 FM Hands-On Radio.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Brouwer Propulsion Laboratory in Brooklyn, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Brouwer Propulsion Laboratory.
WGXC listeners, my name is Matthew Reed Harrington.
And this is Michael Hoy, also from Camp Hill Hudson.
We are hosting Rainbow Pride Show on Tuesday, June 25th at 7 o'clock p.m. at Lodge Building, 360 Warren Street.
That's right. Come and enjoy a local family-friendly event and see performers express themselves in the spirit of Rainbow Pride. And if you want.
He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough.
Lift your hands. Shall I render to Jehovah, for he has done so many, many, many times for me. Amen. Ain't that the truth, beloved? We didn't wake up on our own this morning. We may take credit and think so, but if God don't give us the breath of life, we won't be here. So we got to give God thanks for just waking us up this morning and getting us started on our way. Praise be to God. This is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere, beloved, and it's right here, right now with me on WGXC, 90.7 FM, April Hudson in Catskill, New York, WGXC.org, online all the time. Yes, beloved, you can find us there. Go to the archive section, find a broadcast you might have missed or one you want to hear again. We're there all the time. And I'm not here by myself. Oh, no, no, no. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, hallelujah, has a hold on us. Amen. And I'm here with our audio engineer extraordinaire, Brother Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. How are you this morning, friend?
I am doing well, as I hope is the same for our Bright Side super listeners out there.
Oh, I like that. Super listeners. Super listeners. Listen, super listeners, you have an opportunity coming up. Amen. I think it's going to be on Tuesday. We're going to be giving away some super passes, amen, to the Gospel Fest at the Columbia County Fairground coming up on July 20th for our super listeners. Brother Randall, before we get off the line this morning, will you give us more detail about how people can call in and be eligible to get those Super Pass tickets for our Gospel Fest 2024, a tri-county collaboration with Columbia, Greene, and Albany counties this year. We have expanded, hallelujah, from God belongs in our county, then God belongs in our counties, amen, hallelujah. Always been the dream and the desire that every county across the United States will make that declaration. God belongs in our county. Hallelujah. We put him up in his rightful place. We lift him up high where he belongs. Praise be to God. And we give God thanks. We're going to have choirs and soloists and liturgical dancers and vendors, a bounce house, a splash pad, food, and just a wonderful time of fellowship and community, lifting up the name of Jesus, acknowledging the sovereignty of God, bringing blessings into the area, into the region, as we come together. We're looking for everybody to come out. You can get more information at the gbiocnty@gmail.com. gbiocnty@gmail.com to request your tickets, and someone will get back to you with information. You can also call at 518-653-2008 or 518-894-1195. Overcomer Ministries number and Reverend Suzette Turpin, our co-chairperson. You can call that number and someone will get back to you for ticket information. And if you can get on the Eventbrite, you can go to Gospel Fest 2024 for more ticket information. Children under 6 are free, ages 5 to 12 are $10. Oops, yeah, can't do that. But there are tickets for children and general admission and Super Pass. And we're going to be giving out Super Pass tickets 10 Super Pass tickets over the next week. Amen. So, yes, beloved.
And all our listeners have to do is dial, while we're on the air, they'll dial 518-336-0091. That's 518-336-0091. Now, if you don't have your pencil or pen or thumbs that can type that fast, we're going to repeat the number again throughout the show. So keep listening.
Yes, yes. Don't go nowhere. Stay right here because we've got the message and the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Nare Ekelo Mo was a Swahili song out of Nigeria. What Shall I Render? Travis Green and Tim Godfrey got us started today. And then we have six songs, back-to-back music. Bless the Lord, Wesley Johnson, He is Worthy, Bishop Noel Jones, Jesus is Love, The Commodores, Stand and Proclaim, Benita Jones, Jesus is Coming Back, Jordan Felice, Move Out of the Way, Tasha Cobbs Leonard. And after those six songs, beloved, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for the day. Bless the Lord. He is worthy. Jesus is love. Stand and proclaim. Jesus is coming back. Move out of the way. Ah, my brother, let the music play.
Come on, it's time to bless the Lord. Come on, saints, put your hands together.
To bless the Lord.
I command my soul to bless the Lord.
I command my soul to bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I command my feet to leap for joy.
I command my feet to leap for joy.
I command my feet to leap for joy.
Hallelujah.
Come on, raise it up now. Soul, soul.
Bless the Lord,
soul, soul.
Bless the Lord,
soul, soul.
Bless the Lord,
soul, soul.
Bless the Lord.
I command my soul to bless the Lord. You say,
I
command my soul to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Command my voice to sing His praise.
I command my voice to sing His praise.
I command my voice to sing His praise. Come on, raise it up, sing song, song.
Bless the Lord.
Song, song.
Bless the Lord.
I command my soul to bless the Lord.
Song, song.
Bless the Lord.
Sing
feet.
Joy.
I command my feet to leap for joy.
Bring
my feet, leap for joy. Feet, leap for joy. Come on, say, bless the Lord, you say. Hey, bless the Lord, you say. I command my soul to. Hey, I sing, bless the Lord, you say.
Hey,
I command my feet to
leap for joy.
I got a real joy, yeah.
Joy.
Come on, sing leap for joy. You say,
leap
check it up
joy.
One time. Hey, I'll bless the Lord. You say,
bless the Lord.
Come on, hey, I command my soul to
bless the Lord.
Hey, at all times I will
bless the Lord.
Come on, sing bless the Lord. Bless the Lord,
bless the Lord,
bless the Lord, at all times, I bless the Lord,
bless
the Lord, yeah, leap for joy,
I
command my feet to leap for joy,
leap
for joy, I've got joy, and the world did give it, I've got joy, yeah, clap your hands, church. Put your hands together. We will bless the Lord at all times, and His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Yeah, come on, sing, bless the Lord.
yeah. Come on, clap your hands one more time, church. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Come on, let's church it one time. Yeah. Leap for joy, leap for joy. As I'm at my feet, hey, to leap for joy. When I think of the goodness of my Lord, I can't help but leap. Leap for joy.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God is worthy to be praised. From the rising. children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
Yeah. no greater name than Jesus. You are Jesus. We stand and proclaim there's still a greater name than cancer, and it's Jesus. It's Jesus. We stand and proclaim there's still a greater name than depression, and it's Jesus. It's Jesus. I need somebody to lift the name of Jesus. Somebody call the name Jesus. Hey, hey, Jesus. I know the name to work. I said, I know the name to work. Jesus. Jesus. Come on, somebody shout the name Jesus. Speak it over your family. Speak it over your mind. Your kids. Hey, it's Jesus. We know the name to work. The Jesus. That name still has victory. That name still will prevail. Somebody say,
you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC.org online all the time. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. We have the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul, and we've got Jesus coming back. Yes, beloved, we know he's coming back. Mr. Jordan Felice, after that, Move Out of the Way by Pasha Top Leonard, and then I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
When Jesus is coming back, what it means to me is that the world is going to be a better place.
Life can be hard, and it's nice to know that he will be coming back for us.
There will be peace and no more fighting.
No pain, no sorrow, just witnessing his glory.
This world just needs a big reset button, and Jesus is that reset button.
And Lord knows that we could use some healing right now.
He's going to come and make everything better.
Because there will be no more hate in this world.
Everyone is just going to rejoice in joy.
I cannot wait until that day.
What a glorious day that will be.
All I know is that when Jesus comes back, I am running into his arms and I am never letting go.
Celebrate. Jesus is coming back.
God, your people cry out today that we want to get out of the way. We cry out with a heart of repentance that we're moving out of your way. We've tried so many other ways. We just wanted your way. Oh my God, we just wanted your way. We just wanted your way. There's no other. So we throw away our agendas. We lay aside all of our pride with a heart of repentance. We are moving out the way. We are moving out your way. Throw away our agendas. That's what we're doing. Lay aside
all of our pride with a heart of
simple. Somebody pray that, say, all we want is you to move. Yeah. All we want is you to move. That's all we want today. All we want.
All we want is you to move, God. Hallelujah. And we are moving out the way, moving out our agendas, Lord. Hallelujah. We are moving out of the way, moving out of the way. Beloved, you know, before I share what I'm going to share this morning, I just got a peeve. I just got to let out today. Please indulge me a minute. But I am just so sick and tired of hearing men preachers talk about women preachers being out of line. I don't hear them talking about the men preachers that are sleeping with all the women in the church or the men. I don't hear them talking about the men preachers who are riding around in jets and you know, taking the offerings of the people and buying themselves luxury mansions and jets. I don't hear them talking about the men who are having children out of wedlock in their congregations, but they talk about women who are called to preach being out of order. Lord, help us. Let us move out the way. Let us move out the way. They take one or two scriptures from Paul's writings. They ignore Jesus' ministry, what Jesus said, how the greatest evangelist in Jesus' day was a woman who went and told the men about Jesus, and they went to see him, and now they said, I know him for myself. That's what preaching does. Or the women that were the first ones at the tomb when he rose and then ran to town to tell the disciples that he is alive and he has risen. Hallelujah. That's what preaching is. Or that God, amen, in the beginning told Adam and Eve that I create you in my image and likeness and I give you dominion and authority in the earth. And if Jesus is the new Adam, then he restores us to the blessing of the Lord from the first Adam. I don't get it. Please pray for me. Please pray for me. I am so sick and tired of people dividing the body of Christ and stifling the move and the plan of God because of biology. Lord, have mercy and help us. Okay, I got to move on. Praise be to God. Thank you. Pray for me, beloved. Pray for me. I'm just so sick and tired of it. Here we are in the 21st century, and we've got Jesus coming back soon. So many people who don't yet know that. They don't know him. They don't know that God loves them. They think that God is some ogre up there that's waiting for us to fall and waiting for us to mess up so he can send us to hell. The devil is a liar and a defeated foe. And people don't know that. So help me, beloved. Pray for me, all right? I came across this inspirational anecdote or poem or what is it? Poetry or prose? It's called Strange, isn't it? I don't know who wrote it, but let me share this. Isn't it strange how a $20 bill seems like such a large amount when you donate it to church, but such a small amount when you go shopping? Isn't it strange how 2 hours seem so long when you're at church and how short it seems when you're watching a good movie? Isn't it strange that you can't find a word to say when you're praying, but you have no trouble thinking what to talk about with a friend? Isn't it strange how difficult and boring it is to read one chapter of the Bible, but how easy it is to read 100 pages of a popular novel or a John Gray book? Isn't it strange how everyone wants front row tickets to concerts or games, but they do whatever is possible to sit in the last row at church? Isn't it strange how we need to know about an event for church 2-3 weeks before the day so we can include it in our agenda, but we can adjust for other events at the last minute? Isn't it strange how difficult it is to learn a fact about God or to share it with others, but how easy it is to learn, understand, extend, and repeat gossip? Isn't it strange? Isn't it strange how we believe everything that magazines and newspapers say, but we question the words in the Bible? Isn't it strange how everyone wants a place in heaven, but they don't want to believe, do, or say anything to get there? Isn't it strange how we send jokes and emails and they are forwarded right away, but when we are going to send messages about God, we think about it twice before we share it with others? Isn't it strange? Isn't it strange? Well, beloved, we're not strange here. We're unapologetic and unashamed to share the good news about God's redeeming love through his son, the savior of the world. He sent his son while we were yet sinners, who gave his life that we might have a right to the tree of life, that we could leave this world and enter into the next, the paradise of Christ, because all of our sin debt has been paid. All of our sins have been washed away. The word of God tells us that God said, I will cast your sins into the sea of forgetfulness and remember them no more for my own sake. Yes, beloved, so that he can bless us. Hallelujah. So he can look beyond our faults. You know, the accuser of the brethren, God, Jesus tells us that the devil, the adversary of God and man, is an accuser. He's an accuser, beloved. Oh, my Lord, we don't want to spend time pointing fingers at people. The Bible tells us when we point fingers at somebody else, three more point back at us. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the adversary's work, to be accusing the beloveds of God, to be accusing one another. Amen. God wants to not accuse, but to use. Amen. To choose. Hallelujah. And use us, use our gifts and our talents that are God-given to help make our world a better place, our community a better place, our families better, our own lives better. God gives us gifts that come from him above, talents, amen, abilities and opportunities. Praise be to God. And we want to let God have his way and use them, because if he gave them and he created them, he knows best how to operate them. He knows best how to get them to work to maximum opportunity and maximum usage. And it's an exciting thing. It's a glorious thing to be able to be using our gifts and our talents that are God-given to bless others. And in blessing others, beloved, the blessing comes back to us. Yes, it does. Amen. The more we bless others, the more blessings come back to us. Hallelujah. You know, in the Word of God, in the book of John chapter 10, Jesus tells us that he's coming back. Hallelujah. He tells us, amen, that he is the good shepherd. He tells us, hallelujah, that there are many flocks, but he is the good shepherd, the shepherd over all the flocks. Praise be to God. And so the question becomes, am I a sheep in the flock of God, or am I a goat? Anybody keep flowing around this word, goat, 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 the greatest of all times. Amen. Always trying to divert our attention from what God's word has to say in this age. But, you know, Jesus talks about the sheep and the goat being separated. Are we a sheep who follow the voice of the shepherd? Are we a sheep who is able to have the protection of the shepherd when the wolf comes? Are we a sheep that will follow the shepherd to greener pastures, and the shepherd who will lead us beside some still waters? There's some terrible and turbulent times in our lives, beloved, but the shepherd will get us to the place where the waters are still and the waters are calm. You know, the other day, beloved, the adversary was just trying to distract and discourage and disappoint and you know, just coming with this attack. And all I was, you know, getting, you know, my head started to feel like it wanted to have a headache. And, you know, my whole equilibrium started feeling funny. And you know what I've learned to do, beloved? I've learned in those situations to step back, to pause. I tell people to stop, drop, and pray. Amen. We were taught in school, if you hear the drill, the warning drill, that you stop and you drop, right? And you roll underneath your desk. Or if there's a fire, you stop and you drop and you roll out the way, right? But in the times when life is coming at you hard, the adversary is trying to attack you and get you disgusted or discouraged or depressed or disappointed or whatever, and your equilibrium starts to change and you feel your blood pressure changing, stop, drop, and pray, beloved, and give God time to move on that thing. I tell you, beloved, I had a whole bunch of things that I needed to do, and I had to stop, drop, and pray and wait until it passed. And I tell you, in doing that, I saw God's hand move. I saw God's hand part the Red Sea, if you will, amen, and make a way for me to walk through. That's what the good shepherd does. He leads us beside still waters. Hallelujah. He leads us to greener pastures. He leads us out of all the, you know, the dangers. Hallelujah. And if we have to deal with a danger, he gives us his help and his aid to overcome it. And sometimes we can't fight it for ourselves. the wolf comes and he fights back the wolf for us. I tell you, beloved, there's nothing like knowing Jesus. There's nothing like knowing Jesus as a personal Lord and Savior and friend, a great intercessor, mediator, and advocate for us, our high priest. Hallelujah. That's what the good news is, beloved. And God doesn't care if you were born with genitalia that I'm not going to go back there. Okay. God wants to know, will you share that good news? Will you let somebody else know? Hallelujah. That's what we're here to do, beloved. Amen. If I was a man, it would be acceptable because I'm a woman. It's not. Give me a break. I'm trying to get away from there, beloved. Listen, we've got the Gospel Fest coming up, beloved. Hallelujah. A tri-county collaboration. The first time we've got Albany County, Greene County, Columbia County, and members. We got vendors and a bouncy house and a splash pad. We've got food. We've got Vicki Winans, a recording award-winning recording artist that's going to be coming all the way from Atlanta. Hallelujah. We have such a wonderful lineup of people coming. We have human service providers who are coming to share information. They'll have tables and tents. Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful day for the community. It's a wonderful day for the family. Hallelujah. And praise be to God. God gave, amen, the work to the hands of some women and men who are not afraid or intimidated to work alongside. We are grateful to be able to work together with the brothers and the sisters in the body of Christ who know, amen, in heaven there is no gender. God bless you. God love you. I love you too. Hallelujah. But God loves you more. This is my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. I pray that you will have a good week with our gracious God leading the way. We got more music for you. That's my king, Miss Vicki Winans. That's who I'm talking about. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's my king. After that, I'll come back with my closing song.
Wish I could tell you. Wish I could describe it. But I can't contain it. Can't keep it to myself. There are enough colors to paint the whole picture. Not enough words to ever say what I found. Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy. He is merciful and powerful. Who are we talking about? That's my King. We declare the glory. Give him all the honor. Altogether worthy. Who are we talking about? That's my King. There's no one before you. Yes, we will adore.
Yes, that's my King. Hallelujah. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. That's what we're talking about. Oh, my God. So grateful to God for this time of year. You know, churches from across Columbia County and now some even from Greene and Columbia County are coming together to give the good news into the community. Bring it out into the atmosphere. Contend with the Prince of the Air. Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about. So listen, beloved, put it on your calendar, July 20th, 2024, 1 p.m. The gates will open at the Columbia County Fairground for Gospel Fest 2024. You need more information, you want to get your tickets, you can call 518-653-2008 or 518-894-1195 and just leave the message if no one is able to answer the call that you want to get your Gospel Fest 2024 tickets on. All right. I want to give congratulations to Claire Cousin and our assembly member, Dee Dee Barrett, in the primary elections and all others who won in their primaries across our nation on primary day. You know, I tell you, it's more than a notion to put yourself out there and run for public office. And we have to congratulate Claire Cousin because she got quite a substantial response going out there. And hopefully there'll be more opportunity, more dialogue for the ideas and the platforms that she wanted to present if she had been, you know, the candidate from the party. But we thank God we do have a very qualified and competent assembly person, and she is running again. Hallelujah. I think it will be her seventh term should she prevail in November. And so we'll have her on again. She's no stranger, and I count them both as friends. Amen. So Mrs. Dee Dee Barrett, congratulations to you. I want to congratulate Mr. Stephen Greene, and Pastor Stephen Greene, actually Reverend Stephen Greene, who is the new pastor at my home church, the Greater Allen Amy Church in Queens, New York. Thanking God for him and what he had been able to do. Listen, if you missed the opportunity before to call in for your Super Pass tickets or two general admission tickets, if you want to exchange that for two general admission tickets, we'll be back on the air on Tuesday afternoon for the Tuesday afternoon show at 4:10. We invite you to come in and you'll hear more about the Gospel Fest and more good things that are going on. 518-336-0091 is the number to call. 518-336-0091 on Tuesday at the Tuesday afternoon show starting at 4:10 to 6 p.m. All right. So put that down and listen. Remember never to forget.